Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process, but also peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her empathy for other women and her ability to help them achieve their visions. So I am super excited to introduce Anne C.K. Nickel. Now, Anne is an author, coach, artisan, and survivor who founded Wonderfully Worthy Women to use her experiences and her stories to inspire other women and help them overcome their obstacles, pursue their passion and purpose, and rewrite their stories so that they can live beautiful lives. Well, welcome, Anne. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping women create happy, fulfilling lives. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Thank you.
So, Anne, I am curious here exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Well, actually, this was my second business. My first tipping point was, working for someone else and having some differences in how I should help people. And that prompted me to go into business for myself. So I started my own business. And then a couple of years later, I had an incident where I almost died and nearly lost my leg.
Oh my gosh.
And yes, and going through that and the recuperation, it really changed things in my mind about how I was helping other women. I was helping them in one way in business, but because of that experience and the things I heard when I shared my story, it made me realize that I could have a much bigger impact on in women's lives by helping them in a different way. So I ended up switching my business to the business you just described. I'm now a coach and I help other women rewrite their life stories so that they can live the lives they deserve.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's powerful. And wow, I'm glad that you survived that accident. That sounds like it was really traumatic. And not only did you rebound, but you used what you did to overcome and heal through that to then turn and be able to make such a big impact for others too. So that's amazing. So how long have you had your coaching practice that you're currently with, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Yeah, the new business has been going for just a little over a year now.
Okay.
And it took a while to get started and figure out exactly how I could help and, to work through that. And I also took more classes and courses, became a certified life coach, and then became a certified life story coach. So there was a lot of work there to do, so that I could, not only use my experience, but I wanted to have even more knowledge so that I could truly help women in a good way.
Right.
And so, yeah, so it took a little bit of time, but I eventually switched from helping them on the business side into the life story side, and then helping them just work on their lives and their life balance and knowing that they could achieve a different vision, that life could focus on more than just business, that, you know, if there are dreams that they had wanted to achieve for a long time, you know, goals that they had, but maybe they put them aside for some reason, I wanted them to see that, you know, they could realize that vision, that they could have it all, that you don't have to focus on only one thing in your life. And then it's important to do so because, you know, life is short. I had a wake-up call, and it took that wake-up call for me to realize that, yes, I had my own business. It was going well, but because I was, you know, focusing on that, I had let one of my dreams slide, and I almost died without realizing my dream of becoming a published author. And that realization hurt almost more than anything I had been through. And so 5 months after the incident, even though I was recovering and recuperating, I managed to finish and publish my very first book. Wow. Just 5 months after the incident.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yep. And that was with still running a business, sitting in a chair, recuperating, you know, going through all these things, because I did not want to die without ever realizing that dream. Mm-hmm. So that was my wake up call. And I realized by focusing and practicing, you know, mindset and, you know, having faith in my abilities and not believing the limiting beliefs of the doctors, you know, because they're doctors and they know what they're doing. But I love Bob Proctor, and he says that they call it a practice for a reason, because they're good at what they do, but they're still practicing because they're learning new things every day. Mm-hmm. And so if you take what they say to heart, sometimes that can limit you from what you can do.
Right.
And so I had a lot to overcome there myself, with them telling me that because I got to keep my leg, I received a miracle and got to keep my leg right before they were preparing to amputate.
Wow.
I received a miracle and my leg came back to life.
Oh my gosh.
And it was a major event. And so then after, you know, they came in and said, okay, somehow your leg and foot came back to life, so you get to keep your leg, but now you could be a GIMP the rest of your life. You know, you're going to have to learn how to walk again without feeling. And we don't know if or when your feeling will ever come back. You have these two huge wounds that will have to heal. And so they gave me all these limiting beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And every step of the way, I overcame them. You know, I did learn how to walk again without feeling in my foot. They said if my feeling hadn't returned within a year, I would never get it back. Well, I did get the rest of my feeling back 18 months later.
Hmm.
And wow. So all of these things happened, and every step of the way, it gave me new things to focus on and realize there's all these things that people are being told and, you know, making them feel like they can't realize these things, mm-hmm. or these things are impossible. And everything I went through just told me they are possible. You know, I'm, you know, receiving, I call them little miracles every single day. And I wanted to take that and show other women, especially, look at what you can do if you, you know, have resilience, if you have positive mindset and you never, ever give up, you can do amazing things. And so like I said, my whole focus, everything changed at that point. And, you know, I went forward from there. And like I said, started taking the classes and the courses. And so I would know the other side of it, not just use my experience, but be trained to be able to help other women do these same things.
Right. Yeah, no, that's just, I mean, it is so powerful to be able to inspire women to not just accept the limiting beliefs of others, but realize, you know, through your own demonstration, obviously, your life experience is that proof, you know, for so many women. So yeah, it's just so inspirational. And what a huge gift, right? That your leg came back, you know, you're able mm-hmm. to keep your leg, your foot, you're walking. I mean, you have your life. It's just truly is. And I love your perspective of there are miracles every day, you know, to really acknowledge, because that's the key too, is not acknowledging. And then, oh, you know, people don't realize, oh no, there are miracles happening in my life already. So yeah, I love that. Yes. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or obstacles that you've had to overcome in building your business?
Oh, yes. yes. In any business, there's always the roadblocks. And initially, it's just getting started. And it's having the courage to start or knowing how to start.
Right.
And, I already had a business. And I think so when you do already have one going, you have it in your head that I did this one, so this one should be easy. And then finding out, well, no, it's a different type of business. It's a different market. Right. It's, finding a different group of people. Because before I was helping women in business, in real estate. And it's a completely different thing to then go and find women who truly need help in their lives. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, I had some roadblocks getting started, knowing, like I said, how to start. And so I signed up with a couple of different group coaching programs, to learn more about business that I didn't already know, because I learned trying to start the new one that there were still a lot of things that I had to learn. And so, yes, so I worked with some other coaches, I joined some groups with other entrepreneurs and, got in there and asked questions. And like I said, I took even more classes, more courses, just on the business side and marketing, SEO, and just trying to learn all these different things. Because if you don't get the word out, you can't have a business,
right?
People have to hear about you. So I think those were kind of the biggest obstacles were getting started. And then trying to figure out, how do I get the word out there? How do people find me? Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the toughest things. And it's getting easier though. It's still not super easy, but every day you make improvements. And
yeah,
that's what I've been trying to do.
That is tricky because it's not so much location, location, location as it is, with buying, brick and mortar, because your business is online or, mm-hmm. It's in person, but you still have to get out there via the online format. So, well, can you share maybe a technique that you've used to overcome the learning curve or to up-level your skills?
Mainly working with other coaches and having business coaches, sort of tell me, well, you've been doing this, but it's not going to reach the right people, because you maybe haven't exactly found your audience. Or, in the beginning, when I started, the focus was on helping anyone mm-hmm. who was, struggling with overcoming obstacles in their lives and or trying to reach a big goal or a dream. And by working with these other coaches, I realized that my true focus, nothing against men, of course, but being a woman and understanding, more personally what other women deal with, they finally helped me realize that my true passion and purpose was for helping other women. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to narrow down that niche. And then from there, narrowed it down a little bit more with their help on exactly the women I was trying to help. So having that coach there and other people to talk to, it really helped me get that going.
Right. Well, when you are learning skills, it's always a faster path to be able to learn from somebody who already has the expertise versus trying to, figure things out along the way. So it's definitely one of those fast track techniques. So yeah, that makes perfect sense. And obviously, Anne, you are an expert at helping women rewrite their stories so that they can finally create lives that they truly love. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes, that part is still tough for me. I think mainly it's because I don't want to come across as salesy. Because my true passion and purpose is to help. And that's what I want them to hear, when I'm, trying to reach new clients. But, you still have to make a living at what you do. And so you do have to learn that sales side of it. But that's, one of the biggest things I've had to overcome is, learning how to reach them and how to make them understand I'm here to help without coming across as too salesy and being too pushy with them.
Right, right. Yeah. And you're definitely not alone in that challenge. That's one of these things that when you're selling a Maserati or, you know, something that's tangible, then you can just, you know, show the features and specs, and, you know, people can do their comparisons and whatnot, but you're providing transformation. You're providing a shift in their mindset and how they approach life. So that's obviously a lot of intangibles that are involved, but I'd be happy to give you a technique or a little insight around maybe reframing that if you would.
Oh, I would love that.
Okay. So it's interesting because when you brought up, you know, you don't want to feel salesy, but yet what is salesy? In my mind, salesy is, you know, trying to force somebody or convince them against their will, or, you know, too much hype, or it comes down to forcing them versus having them be inspired to simply say yes to, you know, your offer. And so when you're having your enrollment conversation, I'm assuming that you're going through, you know, a portion of it where you're discovering what's frustrating or challenging in your prospective client's life and, you know, what's causing these frustrations. And then you're also talking about, you know, what they really would like to achieve or how they would like to have their life look like. And so that presents the obvious, you know, difference between what they have and what they want. And for you to then present a way for them to shift out of that, that makes sense and that they can believe is a pathway where they can achieve what they truly want. Well, there's nothing salesy about that. I mean, if the message is really clearly aligned with a process or a methodology or a, you know, a game plan that's going to support them in shifting out of whatever it is that they don't like about their life and that they perceive as being the cause of a lot of the negative experiences, and you are providing that clear pathway for them to achieve what they want, that's the inspiration for them to say yes. There's no convincing or pressure as long as that pathway that you're presenting is clear and conveys credibility, right? That it definitely does work for them. It worked for you. And then, you know, you can convey how you're going to be able to help them achieve what they really want. So that really, you know, is the focus and one of the techniques versus at the end of the conversation using any sort of, well, I thought you said you wanted this, you know, why aren't you saying yes? What do you mean? You know, and of course you would never do that. If that's what creates the pressure, is when you position what you're offering in a way where the person doesn't feel that clarity and confidence around it actually being the answer for them. So does that make sense?
No, that does. That makes a lot of sense. That's very helpful.
Okay, perfect. Hopefully that moves the needle for you next time you have an enrollment conversation. So,
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have just been experiencing a lot of stress in our lives, right? The pandemic has been going on for well over a year and creating a lot of limiting beliefs around our health, our wellness, finances, the economy, a lot of different things. So I'm curious, has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do?
Well, it's shown me that there are a lot more people out there needing help because it has. It's impacted everybody. And, you know, with people not being able to be out and about, not being able to visit family members. And, you know, I recently had a situation with a friend whose daughter ended up in the hospital. And, you know, they still aren't allowing people in. And so, you know, having your daughter almost die and yet not being able to be there with her and, you know, hold her hand and help her through, that's very difficult on people. And so in one way, it has made me realize that there are a lot of people out there needing help you know, to get through something like this,
right,
because of their, you know, not being able to connect with others in a way that they're used to. But in another way, it's hindered me from being able to do some of the things I wanted to do in my business, because even though most of it is online, I had a plan for doing workshops with women to help them with different things, because one way to help is that connection and being there with them. Sometimes that's a big help when you are not only learning from maybe a coach, but you have that group of women with you as well to connect with. Mm-hmm. And so that was one of my hopes in my business, was being able to do local workshops in a few different places too. But now, you know, because of the pandemic, everything has had to be online.
Right.
And so that's, you know, kind of put off some of the things I was planning, but things are starting to open back up. And so I'm
there
hoping
is
that
hope,
will be,
right.
Yes, there is hope
for us to all be back together again.
Yes. You know, be with our families and also, like I said, you know, help other people in a more personal way.
Yeah.
So that will be wonderful.
Oh yeah. Like you said, you know, I'm keeping my optimism and, you know, yes, that things will be back to normal, whatever that normal might be, but at least where we'll be able to get together and not be living in fear. So,
yes.
So yeah, that will be wonderful. So, well, Anne, how do you work with women who want to finally get past those barriers and obstacles that are keeping them from experiencing true happiness? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. I do it in sort of a three-part process. And the first part is realizing where you are. Because if you don't know where you are and you don't know how to define it, it's hard for you to ever move past that.
Right.
So the first part is knowing where you are and realizing that you do want to make a change, and then, you know, recognizing what that life is now. And then the second part is then defining where you want your life to be. You know, if you don't like it how it is now, where do you want it to go? I mean, what do you want to accomplish? Are there goals or dreams you've set aside? You know, what do you want your life to look like? And then the third part is the path on how to get there from where you are now to where you want to be. And, you know, it takes some time, but that's the base of, you know, what I focus on, is that three-part process.
Right. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. We don't know how to even move forward unless we know where we are and really what's going on. And at the core of that, what's holding us back. And then, mm-hmm, you know, I love that, you know, just really getting very clear on what we do want, you know, and the life that would bring us happiness. And I'm sure, given that that's one of your zones of genius, is creating that vision, helping people, mm-hmm, like, crystallize that vision, and then laying out a clear pathway.
Yep. And that path includes a lot of mindset changes, you know, for a lot of people. And sometimes that's where the difficulty lies, is, you know, first realizing where you are, but then knowing you have to make some changes.
Right.
And yeah, so that's a big part of the process.
And that is why we need a coach. Because that is the most difficult part, is making those changes. And it's difficult, mm-hmm, to do that without having that, you know, accountability, as well as just, you know, the insight and the expertise. Obviously, you've walked your talk, you know, you have been through, you have overcome so much in your life, and rebounded, and not just rebounded, but taken your vision to a whole new level, and your belief in yourself and what's possible to a whole new level. And that, you know, having somebody else with that vision by your side is huge. Yeah, definitely. So how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
They can find me at wonderfullyworthy.net. I had an issue with the .com because of my provider. I'm working on that. Another business thing. So right now it's wonderfullyworthy.net.
Okay.
And my blog is on there if they want to start by reading the blog and reading more about my story and, you know, getting some advice and help there. Or they can reach out to me if they want to work with the coaching side of it.
Okay.
And yeah, I would love to help.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. So that is wonderfullyworthy.net. Yeah, I love that URL. So just like it sounds, all one word, correct? Wonderfullyworthy.net.
Yes.
Okay, yep. Perfect. And you write regularly in your blog?
Yes. I have lapses there where I'm working on other things. but yes, I try to write regularly. And a lot of it is inspiration, you know, new things that I come across, or new issues. You know, like my latest blog post was on comparison syndrome, because I, you know, I kept seeing that, you know, and it was something that I dealt with, and some days, you know, still do, with everything being online. And, you know, you see all these beautiful images on Instagram, and, you know, it makes you think that everybody else's life is perfect and yours isn't.
That's the downside to social media.
Yes, it can be very helpful, but it can also be harmful if you're not careful. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so the recent blog post was on that. That's just an example. You know, I deal with things like that, that, you know, that just happened to come up. Either I'm talking to someone, I realize that's an issue that more people need to talk about, that's what I'll discuss, you know, I'll write about in the blog.
Right. Yeah, that's great. And obviously you are an author, so I would imagine you write really, really beautifully. So that would be,
well, thank you.
Our listeners.
I try.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Having that artisan side of you, very creative, you know, lots of creativity. I know that that must be a great part of your website for people to experience. So yeah, that's fantastic. So again, that's wonderfullyworthy.net. Well, Anne, you know, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business. And I know you've already given us some insights here, but can you share one more word of wisdom or thought of wisdom with, you know, maybe a frustrated entrepreneur who's, you know, questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Yes. The main point would be to not give up, because I've learned it does take time. It doesn't happen overnight. And sometimes people give up, as I put it, don't give up before the miracle happens. Mm. A lot of people do, and they give up right before something could change. So if you're frustrated, you know, don't give up. Or if you're frustrated, maybe look at where the frustration is coming from. You know, are you truly focusing your business on your passion and purpose? Like with me, I had a business, but it wasn't my true passion and purpose. Mm-hmm. And it took the incident to make me truly focus on that. And once I did, my life changed in so many ways. You know, I'm much happier with what I'm doing, because I am pulling from my passion and my purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that would be, don't give up and focus on, as you call it, your zone of genius, and where you truly can help others. And once you do that, a lot of the frustration goes away.
Right. Yeah. Those are both so powerful. And I just love that additional part that you added there around don't give up before the miracle happens. Mm-hmm. And that is so powerful. I mean, just knowing that, nope, there's a miracle that's going to happen. Just like accept that. So don't give up before it happens.
Exactly. Because you'll be a lot sadder if you do give up. You'll be a lot more frustrated if you do give up before that comes, because it will come. If you're doing what you're truly meant to be doing, it will come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's powerful. Thank you. That is wonderful advice. So thank you for sharing that. And obviously, again, that has been a huge message in your own life through your own experiences. And it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early discovery as, you know, an employee working for another company that really wasn't serving you. You know, you felt like there was more for you out there, and starting in, you know, more of an independent, your own business, but yeah, still wasn't quite right, you know, and honoring that within yourself, that no, it's still not quite right. And realizing that there's probably more, there's something better, you know, because a lot of people just, oh, well, you know, that's the way it is, you know, just deal. But some spark within you said, nah, there really is more. But the main thing was the wake-up call with the accident that really presented such a clear message that, you know what, you almost didn't write your book. You almost, yes. And that was really a huge message and a wake-up call for you to just then fully stand into what you really wanted to pursue in your purpose and passion. And thank goodness you're here to talk about it. You're here to share the story, and you're walking, and you have really gone through the entire journey and now are making such a huge impact, you know, helping women overcome their obstacles, pursue their passion and purpose, and rewrite their own story so that they can live beautiful lives. It's just been, you know, wonderful to chat with you. I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Well, thank you. I've really enjoyed it, and I've learned a lot from you. So I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Anne C.K. Nickel through her website, and that's wonderfullyworthy.net. And be sure to check out her blog. I'll bet it's pretty amazing. Sounds like it's very inspirational on a fairly regular basis. And she is a phenomenal writer. So be sure to check out her blog, and that's wonderfullyworthy.net. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Anne C.K. Nickel. And as always, here's to your success.